So the other thing was the issue of sort of the I-pass issue, so to speak, of when do you think about, and we'll go through these with a specific subset, but this kind of ties in a little bit, particularly obviously for the non-squamous where it's more common, the issue of in a stable patient who doesn't need a treatment like right away this instant, what do you need to know to make a first-line decision? In the past, we had really EGFR, ALK, and ROS1, but when we really started to ask people, and we showed it here, we saw that BRAF and MET exon 14 seemed to be moving into the first line, and that those were two other assays that ideally you'd want to know because we see a lot of investigators using first-line targeted therapy. Is that your take, and is that what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the driving factor for including EGFR, ALK, and ROS as our main things we're looking for is really about FDA approvals. And those were the targets for which FDA-approved agents were available, and specific approvals for those indications were available. So I think that's what drove that. And as you've said, BRAF has moved into that space because it's a newly approved target in non-small cell lung cancer. And I think we're seeing MET exon 14 move there. And I have to admit, I'm impressed by the use of crizotinib for MET exon 14 in the first line in the survey, because the data is relatively modest that we've seen out there. I think that probably speaks as much to the comfort of docs using crizotinib as it does to the strength of the data around MET exon 14. Because one can't imagine that the MET exon 14 approval would happen even in the next year. So we're all jumping to this sooner than that.